This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further in our adventure in Acts with Moses Part 2, Moses Part 3, Tabernacle versus Temple, Stephen's Martyrdom and Prayer, and Philip Preaches in Samaria. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
Almost immediately after God delivers his people from slavery in Egypt and brings them to Mount Sinai, almost immediately they begin to complain. And their complaints are of a very basic nature. They're complaining about the food. The food was better in Egypt. And so God says, fine, I will feed you. I promise to feed you. I will feed you in the evening and in the morning, but it's going to be a test. What does that mean? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on God caring for his people in Exodus 16. Pastor Tom Baker joins us. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel for almost 30 years. He met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
What was the complaint of the Israelites after they had left Egypt?
This is almost not able to be understood. They walked through dry ground where the river, the Nile, had separated so they could escape from the Egyptians. I just believe if that ever happened to me, a miracle like that to save me, I would never, ever doubt God. But the problem is, we as Christians continue to doubt God because he did something even greater than have us walk through the Red Sea. He died on the cross for our sins. And yet every day, we often complain to God about what was going on. Now, this particular lesson begins with chapter 16 of Exodus, where the people are complaining that they have no bread. But chapter 15 was the time when they were complaining to Moses and God they had no water. And the Lord made them enough water. There were about 2 million Israelites, along with some Egyptians, that came from Egypt. And when they came to Elam, there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. But when they set out from Elam, they came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And guess what? They began grumbling again. Not only had they gone through the Red Sea, not only had God satisfied them with water, but now they grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And they say in verse 3 of chapter 16, would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. But you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. And so they really began to complain to Moses and Aaron. But in reality, they were also complaining to God because he's the one that had brought them out of the land of Egypt.
What did God promise to do then?
Well, the Lord says to Moses, behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you. Isn't that interesting? Rain bread from heaven. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. But on the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, they are to bring in twice as much as they gather daily. Now, the sixth day was, of course, Friday. And the reason for that was because there would be none of this bread, this manna, falling from heaven on Saturday. So Moses and Aaron commanded the people of Israel, telling them what they are to do according to God's command. And Moses says, when the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat and the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him. What are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. This is something Sunday school children should learn from their Sunday school teachers. When they complain about their life situation, they're really complaining to God. They may blame parents, they may blame friends, but in reality, they don't trust the promises of God that he is going to take care of them. Because John 6:35 is the verse. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And part of the purpose of this Sunday school lesson is to recognize that the bread of life that Jesus is speaking of is not just a slice of bread, but it is all the things that are needed to keep us alive. Food, clothing, good weather, good government, etc. So, the people, once more, they went out, but they disobeyed God's command, and they didn't take up a double value on Friday for Saturday, and they did not have manna on Saturday because that was the day of rest. And so, even in this situation, having received water, then also receiving birds that they could eat, and also manna from heaven. Now, the Enduring Faith Sunday School material makes it clear that that manna kind of tasted like honey. It would be a good idea that for the Sunday school children, the Sunday school teacher should maybe prepare crackers with honey on them. So this would be a wonderful, wonderful gift. So there were three rules. Number one, only collect what you need. Number two, don't keep any until the morning because it will be rotten. But rule three, collect enough on day six for the Sabbath because it will not be rotten. What wonderful miracles were occurring with this manna? And why is it called manna? Because when the people saw it falling from the sky, they said, manna, which means, what is it? And then they learned to cook with it. And by the way, that manna continued to fall every day for 40 years until they got into the land of Canaan, where there was sufficient food to feed them when the manna stopped. This was a wonderful example of how God takes care of them.
How did God send them meat in the evening?
Yes, he sent them meat because he had quail come up, which covered the camp. In other words, there were so many quail that they could kill the quail while they were flying all around them, and therefore they had plenty to eat. And Moses told them, this is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer. Now, an omer was about 2 quarts or 2 liters. After it, each of you have taken that. You take that amount for the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. And therefore, Moses said to them, let no one leave any of it over till the morning. And the reason for that is because anything left to the morning ended up having worms in it and things that did not make it tasty. So God sent this water-like bread from heaven each morning with the dew, and it melted away after its people gathered what they needed. As I said, manna means, what is it? Because the people had never seen food like this before.
Why was the Sabbath day holy?
The Sabbath day was holy because it was part of the ceremonial laws that you find in Exodus 20, talking about the Ten Commandments. That was a time of rest. The word Sabbath does not mean seventh. It doesn't mean Saturday. It means a day of rest. And God told Israel that each week they were to worship him. And that was Saturday, until Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday. And that's when the church changed its time for worship. And Sunday became the day of rest for many churches. And then there are churches that have worship services because of their people working as nurses or the police. They have additional services, obviously on Wednesdays, for Lent and Advent, for Maundy Thursday, for Good Friday, for the Holy Saturday before Easter, and often on Monday. But the only time I'm unaware of churches having services is on Tuesday, except for a church or two that has worship every day and begins the day with worship. But that's why that was important, because that was the Lord's day, and he was in charge of what they could do or not do.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on God caring for his people in Exodus chapter 16. On the other side, God commands Moses to keep some of the manna. When defending a biblical doctrine or practice, have you ever been accused of not caring for the lost? I've written a column in the latest issues, etc. journal titled Playing the Mission Card. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jeremy Lamont recounts his slow and sometimes painful path out of Mormonism to the Lutheran confession. The free online Issues, etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Luther Academy provides additional theological education for our mission partners around the world, specifically pastors who are asking for additional education but do not have the necessary resources in their own church bodies. By donating to Luther Academy today, you will be supplying food, housing, books, professors, and travel for Lutheran pastors who attend our conferences. To learn more about Luther Academy and how you can donate today, visit lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you find yourself fixing the theology on store-bought greeting cards when you give them to friends and family? Put away that Sharpie. EdCruesome.com has greeting cards, art, jewelry, certificates, church banners, housewares, and all sorts of fantastic gifts that proclaim Christ crucified for us. Whether you're a value shopper or a collector, you'll find something at adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on God sending quail and manna in Exodus 16. Pastor Tom Baker, host of the radio show called Law and Gospel, is our guest. So, Tom, why did God command Moses to keep some of the manna?
God commanded Moses to keep some of the manna because that was going to be in the Holy of Holies. There was the Ark of the Covenant, and in that ark was manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. So Moses said, "Let an omer of it be kept throughout your generations, so that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it." Remember, an omer is about 2 quarts or 2 liters. "And place it before the Lord," which means in the Holy of Holies, "to be kept throughout your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept." The people of Israel ate the manna 40 years till they came to inhabitable land. And they ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. So this is what God wanted to remind them of what had happened during their wilderness trek, in order that he would be recognized as the bread of life. And the Enduring Faith Sunday School lesson does a good job in showing that Jesus is more than receiving our daily bread at home. But Jesus is talking about the bread of life, by which we will have eternal life and salvation with him. So the Lord's Supper is kind of when Jesus, at the Passover, gave his own body and blood as the bread of life.
Go into a little more detail about how the manna account is related to the Lord's Prayer petition, "Give us this day our daily bread."
Yes. When we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," that commandment refers not just to daily bread, but for example, we have in St. Louis a number of red lights where people have to stop. And a lot of times they have little buckets and they ask, "Do you have any bread?" Now, the word bread is used not only in the United States, but throughout the world, not just to refer to a slice of bread, but oftentimes to money that can purchase what is needed by the family. It's not at all unusual to see a woman with her 2 or 3 children on these corners and the husband with a pail asking for bread. We also need to remember that this is found in the liturgy. Enduring Faith urges us to look at the Agnus Dei, that is, in Divine Service Setting 1, and it's referring to the Lamb of God. It says, "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace." And the peace it's talking about is the peace now between you and God the Father, who therefore is no longer in anger against you and does not hold you accountable for your sins. That's what the word forgiveness means. And it's a wonderful promise that no other religion even comes near, that God dies for his enemies so that we, his enemies, might become his friends and live after his example. Because one of the hymns that we sing for these Sundays is a hymn reminding us, let us ever walk with Jesus and follow his example pure. That's the life of sanctification.
What should the Sunday school children understand about how God provides for their physical needs?
They should understand from the Bible verse, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. That's John 6, verse 35. In other words, Jesus is not just talking about meals, but he's talking about anything in their life that occurs. He will be there. He will be present with the children. And he will keep his promise that all things work together for good to those that love God. What a wonderful, wonderful message. And that message is for the Sunday school children also, helping them to live the sanctified life in Jesus Christ.
How is the bread from heaven related to the Lord's Supper?
The bread from heaven is bread that God gives us. It's a thing from heaven that God sends down every day. And in the Lord's Supper, what do we receive? Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood. So the bread of the Lord's Supper points us back to the Passover, where we shall have no fear of death, because God will pass over our houses and not send us to hell. Why? Because of our many good works? No, we still remain sinners. But because of our faith, that is our trust in the promises of Jesus Christ, who died so that we will never really die, and who lives so that we live eternally.
What's the law and gospel of this account?
The law is always an accusation, and the accusation is that as sinners, we don't trust God for giving us what we need. We don't trust him for our daily bread. We get worried, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get that? Whereas the gospel promises to provide all that we need in his word. He teaches us to trust him. So even if we are persecuted by teaching about Jesus to the point where we die, we have nothing to fear because we will be with Jesus and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in heaven forever and ever.
Pastor Tom Baker hosts a radio show called Law and Gospel for almost 30 years. He met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. We base our teachings with Pastor Baker on the Sunday school curriculum, Enduring Faith. Concordia Publishing House will send you free samples. Just give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about Enduring Faith at issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the one-year lectionary, the fourth Sunday after Trinity with Pastor Peter Bender, and working our way toward the gospel reading in Luke chapter 6, where Jesus says, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful."
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.